I start from the visit of the Holy Father in Lebanon, because he came to visit all the Middle East, Holy Land included. And I start also from the exhortation that he gave to all the bishops of the Middle East. In this exhortation, he speaks about the importance of Christians to remain in the Middle East. Now, there is risk that the immigration and the exodus of Christians makes that our percentage will become less and less. Now we are 5% in all the Middle East, but 2% in the Holy Land. I don't believe that one day the Holy Land will be empty from Christians, although the percentage is going down from year to year. I believe that some Christians will remain in the Holy Land, but we have to work on that on three levels. First level, to give them a spiritual and theological motivation. Remaining in the Holy Land, it's the will of the Lord. It's a vocation. It's a call. It's not only a fatalism or a fate. This reason is very, very important, more important than two others which I will mention. The moral motivation and incentive is important. All the pilgrims who come to the Holy Land and meet Christians and Christian communities, they are a big, big support to us. We feel we are not abandoned and alone. Third thing is material, to support all the projects done by different dioceses, Knights of the Holy Sepulchre, the collection of the Good Friday, all this money which comes to support the education efforts, the health efforts, and construction of houses for Christians. This in third place, but it's very important to complete the spiritual effort and the moral effort that I have just mentioned. And I am sure that the Lord will never allow the disparition of the Christian presence in the Holy Land. The Lord will always support us. And I have a paradox to tell. While we were 10% in the Holy Land 160 years ago, we were only 21,000 Christians. Now that we are 2% in the Holy Land, our numbers between Israel and the Palestinian territories, we are 180,000. You can understand that the Lord really is working in our favor.